Well, I feel frustrated over the past 5 years. I've been working very closely with community and culture in the council, and I don't feel we're moving forward as quick as other parts of the county, because we have some very historical sites all over East Donegal, which is known now as the Finn Valley, which is the Stranraer Municipal District, and we're one of the largest dioceses in Ireland, which is the Raphoe Diocese, and the heritage sites that are in the east of the county, the other parts of the county can actually benefit from it, and East Donegal can benefit from visitors going to other sites in other parts of the county. So I'm looking at a county level, all-inclusive, and I feel that we're basically being ignored, and I'm basically frustrated at the lack of movement and the lack of funding and the lack of signage that we have, especially when you come across Lifford Bridge.
They have committed, though, to exploring the idea of getting more funding for those historical sites in the east of the county. Are you hopeful that progress can be made?
Well, I'm hopeful today with a response from Gary Martin. It's a very good response, and I think the council has a fair idea. In particular, the Beltony Stone Circle in Raphoe was one of the examples that I used. And then, what do you call it, you have the castle in Raphoe. But that's not taken away from the other towns that's in the Finn Valley. Like, I mean, Balbofane, Stranraer, St Johnston, plantation areas where huge amount of agricultural work happened over the years, where people would have made a living. And the plantation area alone is very historical. I mean, it goes right into the famine, when people started emigrating in large numbers out of this area. Like, there's a number of famine graveyards actually in this area as well, going right down into Remelton as well, and right up into Balbofae. There's actually a famine grave beside Balbofae Golf Club.